You're such a gentleman. Pardon me. It's a bit stuffy in here. Could you open one of the windows for me? My paws can only do so much, I'm afraid. Thank you, dear. That's so much better. Oh, I like this view. And you can even see the lights of the train station from here. It's not nearly as noisy as the city, either. I can see why you chose this inn. Or was it because you liked the receptionist girl and her lemur demon? I'm just kidding, dear. No need to be so uptight. Had you really been interested in her, I think I'd have felt it. He seemed like a useful companion to have, scampering up to get the room key off the wall for her. But even though she was nice, it was staring at us the whole time. Do you think he sensed something different about us? I suppose so. Maybe we just act differently with each other compared to other people with their demons, because we're still so new to all of this. I thought it was odd, but I won't concern myself with it. There were so many other people walking around with their demons back at the city center, though. I felt like I had to glue myself to your leg so I wouldn't crash into other people or lose you. It was so loud that my ears are still ringing a bit. Well, shall we go sit down for a while? This is actually a cozy-looking room. It's quite big, and that bed looks plenty big for the both of us. Not that I think we'll need a big bed. You know, it's been such a busy day with everything that's happened, and since we've been traveling nearly all day on that train, this is the first time we've actually been alone together since I was materialized from you. That feels so nice. You knew I wanted my head patted, just for me wishing for it. Well, despite feeling like I've woken up from a very long sleep, I'm quite tired, and I can feel you are too. It seems we truly do feel and share each other's emotions, though I imagine experiencing this has been particularly new and interesting for you. You know, I think the witch really may have been right when she said I was the first demon to be formed from a human after birth, instead of being born with their human, as all other demons have. I'm the first she's ever seen to immediately settle on a form. And based on how you've been pretending not to look at me all day, with that smile on your face, I can tell you're quite happy with my settled form. And I've been feeling your prideful emotions all day as well. Oh, come on now. No need to deny it. Besides, the more you stare at and admire me, the happier I feel. And I don't blame you. I am quite beautiful, aren't I? See, I have you to thank for my beautiful colored fur. Besides, I can somehow just feel when your attention is focused directly on me. I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around the idea of you actually being from a different world, though. I do have a complete understanding of everything that you are, but at the same time, know so little about you in terms of your life and where you're from. I suppose that just comes with the fact that I didn't grow up with you from a baby. Though, I would very much have liked to see you as one, as I know how absolutely adorable you'd have been. And that is just all the more reason you're going to have to tell me about every detail of your life up until now. Oh, how even more adorable. And I can actually feel your cheeks getting red. Well, there's no reason to get so embarrassed, though I suppose I am supposed to be much more confident compared to you. But you know, confidence is something you've always had inside you. I just don't think you realized it. And so now, it's taken form inside me. Really, though, I can feel how tired you are, even if you won't admit it. And the witch told us that we may feel this way until our souls have gotten more used to being in this state. It is a drastic change, after all. So I think I'll get settled on the bed. You can sit for a while more if you want. I'll get a spot nice and warm for you. Oh my, ow, that really hurts. Oh, I know the witch told us not to separate for more than a few yards from each other, that it would be really bad for us, but I didn't think it would feel like this. This is a terrible sensation. I can't stand it. It's okay. We're all right now. We're together. Oh, my words cannot express how sorry I am. So please, just feel how sorry I am instead. I really shouldn't have done that without thinking. I guess I'm still learning about myself. And I can act impulsively compared to you. I know how cautious you are naturally with everything. But that feeling of us moving apart, it felt like something between us was desperately grabbing at each other. Like a string wrapped around my heart was suddenly being pulled tighter and tighter, like it was breaking. It hurt. I don't ever want to feel that sensation again. So from now on, I don't think I'll ever go more than a few feet from you. Oh, here, dear. Relax your arm so I can properly get closer to you. That's better. Now I can feel your heart racing. Can you feel mine too? They're beating against each other at almost the exact same rhythm. Just try to breathe and calm down, and I will too. There we go. We're feeling better now. I just want us to be like this at the end of every day from now on. There it is again. Don't you butt me? I can feel every emotion you do, so you can't hide it. And ever since we first met earlier this morning, and even this moment after we've calmed down, I've been feeling this emotion of fear deep inside you. I know the fear isn't directed at me, or of anything in particular around us, but I also know it does have to do with me. Listen, we may be able to feel and share each other's emotions, feel and share each other's pain, happiness, pleasure, everything. And I understand everything there is to know about each other's personalities. But we still can't read each other's minds. At least, perhaps not yet. If there's something bothering you, I'll know about it. But if you don't tell me, I'll never know the reason. I'll always do what I can to cheer you up and help you, to protect you. I'll even make myself feel happy when you're sad, knowing those emotions will transfer to you and make you feel happier. But I can't help your source of pain unless you tell me what's wrong. I am your demon, yours, until the day you die and after you die. I'll always be with you. A demon stays by their human for all eternity, and eternity is how long I'll be by your side. So please, no matter what it is or when, just tell me when something is on your mind. I'll never think any less of you for it, no matter what it is, because you're you, and I'll always love you more than life itself. Ah. So that's what it is. That fear in you does feel much like the fear I felt when I moved away from you. Fear of being alone, of being separated and losing each other. Like every inch of my being wanted to claw its way back to you. You clearly felt the same thing, given the way you ran to me. Well, I completely understand that fear, but I assure you that I am certainly not going to leave you. Remember what the witch said to us before we left? About how we're connected, and that even in death that connection will remain. How if or when you die, I will die as well. And if I die, so will you. I know that idea may seem kind of morbid, but try to take comfort in it. If something were to happen to me, you wouldn't be left alone because, well, you would be dead as well. And as cruel as it may sound, we both know it's the truth when I say that that would be best. Because I believe the same for myself as well. To imagine a world without you there next to me, it's not something I can even want to comprehend. I would have no purpose left in this world and would, without a doubt, rather be dead as well. I'm sorry if that sounded all a bit sadistic and sad. Though remember, everything I am came from you. So in a way, these somewhat sadistic feelings are yours. Oh, to think my human would have such a dangerously obsessive and sadistic side to himself. What else have you been hiding from me? Any other weird thoughts or interests I should be aware of at this moment? But in all seriousness, I'm here for you now, and real. Feel my soft fur against your skin, my warm body, my heart beating against your chest. All of it is yours as much as it is mine, and it will always be. It's not like I haven't been there for you before you came to this world. This whole time, I've always been inside you. I just wasn't really aware of myself, of yourself. Oh, it makes my head hurt just thinking about it. Now then, I want you to lay on your back for a moment. Go on. You heard me. It will only take a moment. But I need to be sure that there's a clear understanding between us now. Good. Like that. I'm putting one of my paws on your chest so you'll stay until I say so, if you don't mind. Good. Because I want to be sure that you understand this from now on. I don't want to feel any more of that fear or worry from before. And so, I want you to say these simple words to me. You are mine, and only mine. What's that? Does my human now have a voice problem I wasn't aware of? Your mouth moved, but I heard nothing. My voice seems to work just fine, see? Listen. You are my human, and I your demon. That is how things are and shall always be. Now, say it again, but this time I want you to say it, not just say it. And I know you know what I mean. I won't let you move until you do. I can hold you like this all night if I must. Oh, I really felt those emotions when you said that. All of your emotions of love and possessiveness, desire and longing, everything. It felt so delicious. Good. Then everything you say to me should have your true emotions behind them, just like that. Now, I understand it will be a hard habit to break from before we met, where you were used to keeping your thoughts and feelings to yourself, but that stops this moment. No more keeping thoughts or feelings locked up inside this precious, beautiful thing here. Promise? And I'll hold myself to that as well. You have my word. Now roll back over and open those strong arms so I can get back in. I don't like standing over you like this. Oh, this feels so good. The difference between now and when you were holding your emotions back is so big, it's making me dizzy. It feels like a river flowing into me compared to a slow trickle. It will take some time to get used to how intense this feels. I knew you were infatuated with me before. But to feel emotions this intense just from holding me? I have no words. But I don't need them, do I? Oh, you know, the witch told us it was rather rare for demons to speak to other humans. But I'm not sure I'll ever speak to other humans at all. Ever. Speaking to other demons, perhaps. But I don't feel I'll ever have a need or want to speak to another human. As there would be nothing I would ever have to say to them. Unless it meant protecting you, of course. And to think someone besides you actually touching me. Someone besides you putting their hands on my fur. Ugh. The thought makes me sick. Ugh. No. Perhaps also because I'm selfish. I think you're the only one who deserves to hear my voice. But it would be absolutely nothing to protect you, even if it meant a whole crowd of hands grabbing my fur, and nothing would keep me from separating from you. I pity the poor fool who would try to get in between you and I. Ah, sorry. I know you're right. I have to remember there's two of us, and that our emotions are much more intense now than they were before. I swear, though, at some moments, it feels like we're one person. And it's not as if I'll prevent you from speaking or interacting with anyone. You can speak to whomever you wish. But if you happen to come across someone I deem suspicious or not trustworthy, I will be letting you know and making it clear to them to be careful. That aside, I do hope you make many new friends in this world, and that I do as well. That is, unless, of course, a day comes where you happen to find a wife. Then she may be lucky enough to hear me speak. And perhaps I would allow a pat every now and then. If I was positive she was good enough for you, that is. Ugh. You think I would be jealous of another woman being interested in you? No, not a chance. Even a relationship between a husband and wife cannot come close in comparison to the one between a human and their demon. As nice as I'm sure the relationships are, and as marriages can be, I know they do not transcend life and time itself the way ours does. No woman could hope to compare to me anyways. Besides, you don't hold back with your emotions about me anymore, so I can feel it all. And I would honestly be afraid for a woman's safety if you somehow had even stronger emotions for her. But of course, her demon would have to be one I don't find suspicious or inadequate. A human's demon reflects who they are, after all. And I don't care how pretty she is. If you think for one moment I'll allow you to mate or marry a woman who has something like a praying mantis demon, well then... But one step at a time, however. For a long time yet. Just focusing on us is all I think that should matter. This is the first time you've ever felt calm and relaxed, isn't it? Just listening to each other's breathing. I think feeling our hearts beat against each other has become a personal favorite of mine. I wonder what we'll get up to tomorrow. I'm sure there's much of this world you want to explore. And I may like to explore your world someday. Though, No rules on touching other people's demons exist in your world. Since people in your world don't have demons, do they? I think that would be lonely. Everyone should have their demon. Dear, try to listen for a moment, and then you can sleep. So I'm sure you felt how scared I was when I moved too far from you, and you ran to me. I could feel how scared you were, too. But you know, you were still the one who came to my rescue before I came to yours. You could have just kept sitting there in fear until I came to you. But you didn't. You may not think so, but I think that takes huge amounts of courage and strength to move under that much fear and pain. The strength to act before I did. I would never think of you as a coward, ever. And I know I always say I'll protect you, which I will. But when you ran to me like that, you felt like a hero to me. My hero. Not blaming me for my mistake or being angry at me. Just coming to protect me. And I'll never forget that. Oh. So thank you, love. Oh, that reminds me. I think the witch mentioned that humans and demons share each other's dreams. So you better not go and dream anything naughty about a girl. Well, whether it be naughty or adventurous, I'll be there watching the whole thing. So either way, at least make it interesting for me. And more importantly, enjoy yourself. But if you ever have any bad dreams, I'll always be there to protect you. Sleep well, oh my dearest boy. I'll always be here, watching over you. I love you so much.